Steve Dahl guides his aluminum boat to his gillnet, anchored below the waves of Lake Superior. He fishes out of Knife River, a small town just up the shore from Duluth, Minnesota. A few feet at a time, the net offers up its catch, slender silver herring caught by the gills.
The mesh actually has a little bit of flex to it, and that's why I can squeeze them out. One that's too big or fat, you have to back it out, you know, so you don't harm the flesh.
The openings in the net are just right to catch herring, too small for lake trout. Dahl isn't allowed to catch lake trout anyway. He says they mostly just bounce off the net. When the net is empty, about 40 herring, each of them about a pound, are lying in a tub at the bottom of the boat. Dahl is working hard for these fish. It's pretty cold, and the wind is gusting. Dahl says sometimes the current is so strong, he can't pull the net up out of the water. Sometimes there are no fish in the net. In the summer, they move around, and they're hard to find. And, of course, he can't fish when the lake is frozen. But he loves this life.
I get to be outside all the time. My own boss. It's great fun.
Steve Dahl sells his catch to the restaurants and fish houses that dot the north shore of Lake Superior. He makes his living this way. He says he doesn't make a lot of money, but it's a good life. Dahl says the money would be better if he were allowed to fish for lake trout. He figures he'd be able to make several thousand dollars more a year if he could catch even just a few hundred lake trout.
That's all we're asking for, is to be able to supply the local restaurants through the peak tourist season.
Lake trout were almost wiped out by overfishing and by the parasitic sea lamprey in the 1960s and 70s. The lamprey are under control now, and decades of stocking lake trout have brought the population back up. People who fish for sport have been catching more and more lake trout. Last year, they caught about 15,000 of the fish on the Minnesota side of Lake Superior. But so far, the state of Minnesota won't allow commercial fishers to go after them. Neither will Michigan, although Wisconsin and Ontario do. Don Schreiner manages the Lake Superior fishery for Minnesota. He says restoring the lake trout population is taking a long time. That's why they don't want to open it up to commercial fishing just yet.
Right now, we're pretty cautious. We've just started kind of pulling back on stocking, and it seems a little bit premature to start thinking about opening the door for commercial fisheries.
Next year, Minnesota plans to create a new 10-year plan for the fish in its Lake Superior waters. Don Schreiner says during the planning process, everyone will be able to have their say. But sport anglers far outnumber the 24 or so commercial fishermen on the North Shore, so they'll need to find allies in their claim on the lake trout. Paul Bergman is likely to speak up in favor of commercial fishing for lake trout. He owns the Vanilla Bean Bakery and Cafe in Two Harbors, Minnesota. He buys herring from Steve Dahl. He says half his customers order fish, and they love it when it's locally caught.
People really do come up here for the native fish on the North Shore, so we're getting so many more repeat customers now from the cities, more and more asking for the fish.
Bergman puts a sign in the window when he has fresh herring, and he says it pulls people in. He'd like to be able to do the same with lake trout. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.